A bill that would make it easier for private companies to buy and operate municipal water systems in Wisconsin resides in the hands of the state Senate. The bill passed the Assembly last month.
Since that passage, and with the contamination of the water supply in Flint, Michigan, fresh in the minds of many, the Wisconsin bill has generated a great deal of controversy. Bruce Murphy has written about the legislation in Urban Milwaukee, and he tells Lake Effect's Joy Powers about the company that stands to benefit from it.
So this bill was basically something that Aqua America, a private company, has been pursuing. They registered to lobby. They hired former Republican legislator and Assembly Majority Leader Steve Foti, who is now a lobbyist. And he went forward and pushed the idea of changing the water law so that out-of-state companies could bid on business from water utilities in the state.
So who is Aqua America, and what exactly do they do?
So that's basically what they do, is they work as a company that provides service and kind of takes over other public water utilities. So there's like 8 different states that they operate in, and some 3 million people, I think, that are served by the company through these various public water utilities.
How are they different from a publicly owned utility company?
Well, I think one key difference, of course, is the profit motive. So they end up looking to cut costs, and it turns out they have a pretty questionable record in terms of how they've handled water in other states. Just a flock of complaints about what they have done, from jacking up the rates for customers to water quality problems to water systems failing and people having to boil their water, just a lot of different problems that Aqua America has had.
Yeah, let's go back and talk about the kind of water quality problems we're talking about. I mean, how ubiquitous are these complaints? Do they seem to be all across the board?
That's difficult to really measure, because I haven't been able to find stories on every system they've had. But I have to say that it's really striking, some of the information that is out there. I mean, Aqua North Carolina, there were like 170 instances since 2005 where the company's water system did not comply with state or federal laws regarding contamination levels and that sort of thing. So, I mean, there certainly are some pretty striking problems here. And, you know, it's worth noting that public systems, they don't have a profit motive. There's no reason for them necessarily to want to reduce service in order to make profits. And so I think that can change how you may handle the system.
In your article, you cast doubt on a lot of the supposed safety nets intended to monitor the actions of these private companies, like Wisconsin's Department of Natural Resources and the Public Service Commission. You know, what makes you leery about their oversight?
Well, for starters, I think it's worth noting, if you take, for instance, Milwaukee's system, a key reason you have a good system is not necessarily because of oversight from the State Public Service Commission or the state DNR. It's because Milwaukee itself has every incentive to want to deliver the best quality and service it can for the citizens. And if they don't, there's certainly a possibility that an alderman or mayor will be thrown out of office. So that's part of the reason that you get good service. In the case of the DNR, the number of scientists at the state DNR has been greatly reduced under the Walker administration. And in the case of the Public Service Commission, they actually have been quietly pushing for this law that would open the door to companies like Aqua America coming in. I think there are those who would argue that the Public Service Commission tends to be much more interested in serving businesses than necessarily serving citizens.
Why do you think that is?
I think because a lot of times they end up getting people appointed to the commission that have a background in the utility business. It's interesting, in Wisconsin, and I don't think this is the only state where that's happened, you had an organization, a nonprofit, set up the Citizens Utility Board, and they basically advocate for citizens with the Public Service Commission. So, I mean, something like that was set up because it recognized that the PSC wasn't necessarily always thinking first and foremost of the citizens versus the industries that it was regulating.
I mean, you talked about Milwaukee as being an example where if a politician doesn't provide, you know, the kind of utility quality that we want, their electability comes back into question. But when we look at situations like the one going on in Flint, I mean, do you think things could be better if we were dealing with a private company? Do you think there would be maybe more accountability with a private organization?
Well, I think the Flint is certainly a classic example of government falling asleep. And the Flint situation also is one reason that people are up in arms about this law, because they're worried about changing what has been a pretty good water system in Milwaukee and for the most part in the state. But there's never any guarantee that any system is fail-safe. It's really about what seems to have a more likely possibility that it'll be a good system.
So what do you think makes water different from other utilities that have already been privatized?
Well, I think certainly if you compare it to something like the telephone company, a water system has much more potential to be harmful to people. And the other issue is that, you know, local municipalities have been able to handle the water system without having private monopolies take it over. And it sort of gets to the question of, if it's not broke, why fix it? There doesn't seem to be any cities that are clamoring for this law and for these changes, so why do it?
So part of this new bill is trying to restrict referendums. Why do you think referendums are important in situations like this?
I think it's really just a matter of democracy. I think it's a matter of having enough checks and balances before a change like that is made. And the other issue here is that really no local municipality has been clamoring to end referendums or to open the door to out-of-state companies. It's just this company that's asking for this.
Yeah, you talked a little bit about, you know, price hikes. What could privatization do to the price of utility bills?
Well, just to judge by the experience elsewhere, it has led to price hikes in a number of situations. And the other thing that's really striking is that there's actually a movement internationally, U.S., Canada, Europe, where you're having municipalities that are moving to re-municipalize, I think that's the term, their water systems. So you've got a lot of cities internationally that are moving to take back their water utility system because they were so dissatisfied with the private company.
How easy is it to do that?
Well, that's part of the issue here, is that what the companies tend to want to do is convince the municipality to sign a long-term contract. And then it becomes difficult to get out of the contract, and you have to make a payoff. And that, in fact, has been the case in a number of cities I looked at in the U.S. where they had to pay a big chunk of money to get back their own water utility system.
So bottom line, do you think privatization is something that we need to worry about here in Milwaukee?
I don't see it as something to worry about in Milwaukee, because I don't see any likelihood that the mayor or the common council would ever sell the water system to a private company. Milwaukee really has a terrific system. It's probably a national leader in terms of the water quality. And because of being on the lake, I suppose, the price is pretty low comparatively. So I just don't see any likelihood that that will happen. The idea was floated some years ago by the former comptroller, and there didn't seem to be any interest in it.
Well, Bruce Murphy, thank you so much for joining us here on Lake Effect.
My pleasure.
Bruce Murphy is editor and columnist at the website Urban Milwaukee. He spoke with Joy Powers. You can find more coverage of water in Wisconsin at WUWM.com.